Here, hold on, Yudomar Aleph by the Mishnah. Kol get sheyesh alavei kusi. Any get, a get here means any type of a shtar, a document, that has signed on it. A kusi is posel. The shtar is posel. A kusi here does not mean goyim, it means the nation called kusim, which what we hold geri yemes. They were first from givonim goyim, that were mezgaya, the Jews. The question was, they weren't makabel kolatero, that they only do certain mitzvahs, not all mitzvahs. So therefore, we're afraid that they lie. So by other shtaris, we say they're posel. We don't believe them if they signed on a shtar, because there's a chash, maybe they're lying. Chutz megite noshim v'shechuri avodim. Excluding a get isha and a shichur eved, when you write up a shtar to free your eved, then if you have the aid, if mashmoni one aid, if one of the aidim is a kusi, the shtar is a kosher shtar. So we'll see in the Gemara why aren't we afraid again? Maybe they're lying. How could you rely on one aid kusi by a get isha mashichur avodim? Mashma aid kusi, mashma one. But the other aid has to be a good Jew. The chiddush is, though, that one aid kusi is kosher to sign on a get isha or on a shtar shichur. See in the Gemara why.
Any document or any?
Right, any shtar, any type of a shtar. A kol ashket means any type of a shtar. That it has aid kusi, even one aid is possible. Only gitei nosh mashichur avodim is kosher. And Mice says it was a story that once happened. Sheheviyol lefnei Rabbi Gamliel lechvar usnoi. They brought a get in front of Rabbi Gamliel from the city Kfar Snoi. Get Isha. They brought him such a get. And v'hoyu eidov eidikusim. Mashma both eidim were eidikusim. Tehechsher. And he said it was kosher. And the Gemara is going to ask the kasher. Chorzestira. The first part of the Mishnah is mashma only eid kusi. Only one eid is kosher for get Isha. And here the Maisetz Mashma, both Eidim, Wakusim, still he said the get was kosher. We'll see in the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, Mani Masnisin, who does our Mishnah go like, that the Shaila again, this Kusi, this person called the Kusi, he's a Geri Yemes, he was a guy that was Mizgayer, and we hold they're real Jews now. But just, they don't do all the mitzvahs. So there are three shittas, what dinim do they have? So the Gemara says, our Mishnah is Loi Tanakama. Yes, Mishnah Gemara says, Masnisin loy tanakama v'loy Reb Lezer v'loy Reb Shimon Gamliel. Our Mishnah Lechur does not go like either one of these three mandiyomim. The Tanya, we learn like this. Matzah's kusi. A kusi, if he bakes a matzah for us on Pesach, before Pesach. So the Tanakama holds muteris, you're allowed to eat it. We're not afraid that maybe it's chametz. And secondly, v'odem yotze bohen yedei chavosim Pesach. A person's allowed to use the tidus for the first night, the first seder by night, that is the mitzvah sesay midiraisa tit matzah, and the matzah eat Pesach b'night has to be shimur l'shem mitzvah, it has to be watched, b'shas you make it, you have to make it l'shmur, so Tanakam holds that a kusi also makes his matzah l'shmur, and therefore any Jew is allowed to use it for the seder to be eat to the mitzvah Pesach b'night. That's the Tanakam. Rabbi Eliezer Oyser, Rabbi Eliezer says no, he says it's Oser. Pashna means even to eat it. You're not allowed to eat the matzah that a kusi makes. Lefi she'ein b'kiyim b'tifduke mitzvahs. Because they don't look into carefully the diktuk to do all the mitzvahs the right way. So we have to be afraid maybe his matzah became chametz. And therefore a blazer holds, you're not allowed to eat his matzah on Pesach. We have Shimon ben Gamliel loimer. It depends. That kol mitzvah she'echziku bo kusim. A mitzvah that we know for sure the kusim accepted and do it, watch it. Is harbe medaktikim bo yosim Yisrael. The mitzvah they take upon themselves, they do it even more carefully than a Yisrael does. So that's from Shimon Gamliel Shita. It depends. If we know they accepted it, we believe them. If we don't know they accepted it, it's no good. In the Gemara Singla, other places says that he's the Moisif, even on Yisur the Rabbanon, even a mitzvah the Rabbanon also. That certain mitzvahs the Rabbanon, if we know they accepted, that we could trust them. So these are the three Shitas. So Gemara says, Mani, who does our Mishnah go like? E Tanakam, if you want to say our Mishnah goes out of the like the Tanakam, the Tanakam says that a kusis matzah is kosher, mahadrim and mahadrim even for the Seder. So if so, afilu shash doris nami, mashma Tanakam holds that a kusi is a regular good Jew and does all the mitzvahs. So if so, he's not a shash mishakir, he doesn't lie, so therefore even shash doris should also be kosher. And our Mishnah says no, that if a kusi signs on any shtar, it's possible. Only by get isha is it kosher. Why? According to the Tanakhama, a kusi is a real good Jew, should be kosher even for shtaros. sees out. If so, it should not be good then even for get isha. Reb Lezer holds that you can't eat the matzah of a kusi. He's not medaktik in mitzvahs. So if so, he can't sign on a get either. We have to be afraid that he's lying. He's not medaktik in mitzvahs. He's not medaktik if the get was written lishmo or not. He wouldn't sign lishmo. We can't trust an eight kusi to sign. So how come our Mishnah says that for gitay noshim and shukhuri avodim, an eight kusi could sign? So chur the Mishnah is not like Reb Lezer. Then who's the third man, the Yama? The Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. If you want to say Mishnah goes according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, also it depends. If the kusi is makabel upon himself, mitzvahs of shtaros. In other words, we know that they take it to heart about a shtar, they don't lie, they write it up the right way, sign the right way. Afilu shah shtaros nami. Then why only by get isha any shtar, even a shtar machira, shtar matana should also be kosher then. So if we know the medaktik in the mitzvahs about a shtar. And e de lo yachzik, what do you want to tell me then? No, they did not accept upon themselves this inyan of writing shtaras to be kosher, that we should trust them. If so, afilu get isha nami loy. We should not trust them even if they sign on a get isha. Like how come our Mishnah makes a difference to say that by get isha they're kosher to sign, at least one, and by shash shtaras the apostle? Tamar says, no, maybe the chitayim, maybe I'll tell you like this. Maybe you'll tell me, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, our Mishnah goes according to the third sheet of Shimon ben Gamliel. And I'll tell you, the achzik boho, v'lo yachzik boho, I'll tell you, we know that the kusim accepted upon themselves the union of gitim and the shtar shichra, that's the very medaktikin, they take it to heart, and on those things they do it the right way, they wouldn't lie. Mashenka and other shtaris, a shtar mechira, when you sell something or a present, that they don't care about so much. So therefore that, they weren't achzik bo, they were afraid maybe they're going to lie. So maybe the Mishnah goes like a Shimon Gamliel. So Mura says, no, ihochi is so, mayi rachad, what does our Mishnah say? Only one of the two edim could be a kusi. That's kosher by Gedishom, afilu treinami. Even two should also be kosher. Like, you're going to tell me now that the kusim accepted upon themselves the inyan of gitin. They're very medaktik in the inyan of a get. So they don't lie, they write it the right way. See, even two kusim should be kosher then. Alom Omer Reb Loza, Alkam Reb Loza says that lo hechshiru boy, our Mishnah that says by get ishi could rely on the eight kusim, it's only kosher elei dechot. Elei dechot kusi bavat. It's only if one of the two edim was a kusi. But if both of them was a kusi, then our Mishnah would hold nothing doing. Still, it's possible. So the shalur is why, if you go according to Reb Shimon Gamliel and the achzik in gitin, there should be kosher even two edim. So Gemara says like this: Leilam, really, I'll tell you, Reb Eliezer. I'll tell you, our Mishnah goes according to Reb Eliezer. Reb Eliezer says that kusim don't do mitzvahs; they're not medagdik. You can't eat his matzah. So if so, that's why by shash doros is possible. By other shtaris, we don't rely if a kusi signs on it. Says so, why by get isha the kosher? Or kegoinus and akinta, there's a case, techosim yisrol ipsoit. Again, only one aid is allowed to be the kusi. So talking about that this kusi signs first, and the second aid that signed was a good Jew. Techosim yisrol ipsoit. The second one to sign was a good Jew. What's the svara? The ilav, the kusi chavaru, if it wouldn't be that this kusi right now happens to be a chavar, means a good Jew that does all the mitzvahs, loimachtim loimekaimei, the second Jew that signed second would have not let the kusi sign in front of him. In other words, if this kusi was a normal kusi, that according to Reb Eliezer, the Rishoyim, they don't do mitzvahs, so then a normal Jew would not let this Rosha sign in front of him. It's not nice, not bekovet, that you should sign after a Rosha. So how come here the second Jew that signed let the kusi sign first? So it has to be that this kusi that signed on this shtar, he was a chaver, he was a good Jew, he was mekayim the mitzvahs. That's why the get is kosher. So that's why only one eight kusi. But still, we have to know why only by gitay nashim, why not by yol shtaris? Why don't you have this svara? That's what we'll soon answer that. But so far, that's what we're coming on, that the reason why one kusi is kosher is because regular kusim, we don't trust them. They're not medaktik mitzvahs. Only here where we have a proof from the fact that the second signature was a good Jew, and he wouldn't have signed if the first one was a Rosha, so that's the proof the first one is a kosher. Toizeh Takashim, so we're coming to rely on the whole thing on an Eidecha then. We're only relying upon the second Eid to say the first one is Kosher. So Toizeh says that Midiraisa, Kusim, Ageri, Emes saying we could trust him. It's only Yechshash, Midirabonim, we have doubts if it's good or not. So Midirabonim, when you have such an Umdana like this, an Eidecha signed second, we rely on it to say that it's Kosher. So Gemara asks, Ihochi, if so, if that's the case, that Eid Kusi signed first, and second was a good Jew, so Afilu Shash Doros Nami, even by a Shtar Mechir, should also be kosher then. This should be a proof that it's a good Shtar, that this Kusi is an Elecha Kusi. That's why a Jew signed second. So why by a Shtar Mechir is it possible? So Gemara says, what do you have to say? Ela, what do we have to say? El Amrinon Ravcha Shofak, Laman de Kosher Shminei. The reason why this is not such a good proof was it could be the chash of a Jew that signed second. You know why? Because at the beginning he figured most probably the Malva, the Moshe, is going to get a chash of a Jew to sign also. So Al-Siz Anivis, he said, I'll sign on the second row in order that a chash of a Jew would sign on the first row. Maybe that's why he happened to sign second. And what happened later? After he signed second, then the Malva got disgusted or whatever it is. It took a Kusi to sign first. So it could be there's no proof from the fact that a good Jew signed second that the first one to sign was also a good Jew. It could be no, when the good Jew signed, the reason why he signed second was not because he signed after the Kusi, but because Fakert, he thought that the Malva, the one that's making the Shtar, was going to get a Chush of a Jew to also sign. So he said, figured I'll let him sign first and I'll sign second. So that's why there's no proof from the fact that a Kusi signed first. That's why by Shtar Mechira we don't trust it's possible. So Gemara asks, if so, here also by Gita Noshim also, Ravcha Shafak, when the second Jew signed, you know why? Because he maybe just left space. Laman de Koshus Minei, because he thought that an Erlecha Jew was going to sign also, so he wanted him to sign first. That's why he signed second. So back to the kasha, why by get isha is the eight kusi kasha? So what if the eight kusi signed first, and you have a second Jew that's a good Jew that signed? Maybe when the second one signed second, it wasn't really that he signed second after the kusi. Maybe also the same story happened, that he thought that the other signature is going to be from a kasha of an Elecha Yid. So he figured, I'll leave space, let that Elecha Yid sign first, and I'll sign second. But then later, what happened was, they got a kusi to sign on it. So again, there should be no proof, even by a get isha, that the kusi is a chashav a kusi. So why is it kasha, according to Rabbi Leza? So Gemara says, Amara Papa says, Zayis Samaras, and here is the proof, that Eide HaGet, Ein Chaysimin Zeh V'loi Zeh. That's halacha mid Rabbanin, that when you have Eidim, whether they're 2 or 5 or 10, when they sign on a get, all of them have to sign together in front of one or the other. Like when one eid signs, he right now has to know exactly who's going to be the second eid, and they have to sign the same time. Why?
Only by Get Isha.
And why? And my time, the Gemara says, what's the reason why? Amaravashi gzeirat gzeir over here mishum kulchem. And we'll have the Gemara later on the Payalif about kulchem. Kulchem means when a husband has a get written up, and there are 10 people in front of him. And he says, Kulchem, I want all of you to make the get for me. So he said, Alocha is, one of them has to write up the get, but all 10 of them have to sign on the get. That's what the husband wants. And the husband has a right to make Tanoim in the get. The same way he can make a Tanai that he wants to get to Bichal on these conditions, he can make a Tanai that he only wants this get to be a good get if all 10 people sign. And Alocha is, if only 9 of them sign, the get's possible. So in such a case, Rabbanim made a gzera that we're not going to let any one of them sign until all 10 are there and all 10 of them will sign together. Because otherwise we're afraid maybe 2 will sign now. Only 2 will sign now. And I think of the other 8 will sign tomorrow later. And before you know it, they forget about the other 8 to sign. And all you're left is just a shtar with 2 edim. And people will think the get is kosher, they'll come to use the get. And they'll forget about the tanai if 10 people have to sign on it. So in order that should not happen, the Rabbanim made a zera that whenever you have Eidim, no matter how many are supposed to sign on the get, none of them can sign unless all of them are there, and they're all going to sign at the same time. Therefore, in the case where the husband told 10 of them to sign, we're not afraid. All 10 will sign at the same time, there'll be no zeras. So that's a special halacha by get isha, and not by other shtaros. So therefore, by get isha, when these two eidim signed, for sure both of them knew about one and the other. So then we have our proof. How come this Elohim Jew let the Kusi sign first? Like it had to be when the Elohim Jew signed, he knew who was going to be the other aid. So he knew the Kusi was going to sign. So if this Kusi was a regular Russia, he wouldn't have let him sign first. So it had to be, this is the proof, that this Kusi was an Elohim Jew. That's why the second Jew signed second and let the Kusi sign first. So by get Isha, it's a good proof. But by other shtaras that the Eidim do not have to sign in the presence of one or the other, it could be, again, like we said before, the Chashav, a Jew, signed second because he thought that a good Jew was going to sign first. But what happened later was he just let a Kusi sign. That's why by Shah shtaras it's possible, but by get Isha and Shechruri Eved, it's Chashav.
So in case of other shtaras, we should...
Gufa, before we learned, Omer Reb Lazar Blazer says that lo hechshiru bo yel eid echad kusi bavad. That's what the Mishnah says, that by get isha and eid kusi is kosher, only one and not two. That's what Reb Lazar says. So Murray is the kasher, my kamashulun. What do we need him for? What is he teaching us? Tanina, that's what our Mishnah says. Our Mishnah says clearly that kol get sheyesh olav eid kusi posel. Any get that has one eid signed on it is posel. So it says clearly one eight we're talking about. So what do we need Reb Lazar for? Tomorrow says no. Even as Nitzin, if we just learn our Mishnah, have a mean, I would have thought to say that by get, afilu trei nami. Maybe even if you have two kusim signed on the get isha, maybe it's kosher. And the svar would be the achzik bo, the achzik bo, that the kusim are very nizer, watch themselves about gitim, but do not watch themselves about other shtaros. That's what I would have thought. Aye, behind the Tony Chad, how come the Mishnah starts off with one Kusi? Mishum the Bishtaros, because there it's talking about that Kol HaGet, all other Shtaros are Posel. So you know when the Posel, Lechidish, Afilu Chad Nami Loi. Even if it's only one of the two Eidim Akusim, still it's Posel. That's why the Mishnah says one. It means it's like this, by other Shtaros, Shtar Mecher, even if there's only one of the two Eidim Akusim, it's Posel. But by Get Isha, there maybe it's kosher even if you have two eidim kusim. That's what I could learn from now Mishnah. Kamash Malon, that's why I need Reb Lazar to teach us. No, not like that. Like Reb Lazar says, Kamash Malon Utrelai, that Kamash Malon know that our Mishnah means only one is kosher by a get isha and not two. That's the way Reb Lazar learns Shat in our Mishnah. Now the Gemara's Takasho, Utrelai, is it true what you're saying and two not? Vokitoni Maisa. The Mishnah right away says a story, and usually when you bring down a Maisi, you mean to bring a proof to what you just said. Then it says, what was the case? Get Isha, Get Isha was brought in front of Rabbi Gamliel from the city Kfaras Noi. And it says, both Eidim that signed in the Get were Kusim. And it said it was Kosher. So you see clearly, even if two Kusim sign on the Get, still it's Kosher. So how could Reb Lezer say in the beginning of the Mishnah it's only one and not two? So Rabbi Abaye says like this, Tonu Eidoi. True, Abaye argues on Reb Lezer. Abaye says, Lechuram, Tonu Eidoi means in this case, you know, when the Maisi says Tonu Eidoi, only one of the two, only one Eid. Don't say the case was, Voyu Eidov Eidei Kusim, but rather Voyu Eidoi, only one of the Eidim were Kusim. That's the way Lamshan this story. Somebody says the story is good. The ratio of the Mishnah says only one is kosher, and that's very good. We bring a proof like this that happened the story once that Rabbi Gamliel was not there with a get that had one eight kusi signed on it. Rav Amarava says no. Liyalam Trey, no, Avada, we leave it the way the Mishnah says it. And the story it was there were two Eidim, two Kusim signed on the Shtar. And Rabbi Gamliel Miflag Polik. Rabbi Gamliel argues on the Tanakhama. If so, what do you mean you bring in a story? For Chasuri Mechzer, and something is missing in the Mishnah. Vochi Ketonya, this is the way it should have been learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah first says, the first case of Tanakhama says, if you have one eight kusi, it's kosher. For Rabbi Gamliel, Machshe Mishnayim. Then what's left out, the Mishnah should have said that Rabbi Gamliel says, even by two, it's kosher. Even if two kusim sign on a get ish is a kosher. Then the Mishnah ends off. Once happened a story like this, that they brought a get in front of Rabbi Gamliel, get Isha, for you Eidot Eidi Kusim, and the two Eidim that signed on the get were Kusim, the Hechsher said it was Kosher. So it's good, that Rabbi Gamliel holds two Edom Kusim could be kosher. What's the pshat then? If two Edom are Kusim, we don't have a proof that one is a kosher was a chaver. So why do we say the get is kosher? So you have to say, like we wanted to say before, that he's going to hold like Rabbi Shimon and Gamliel, and we know achzik bo legitin v'loy achzik bo l'shash darus, that the Kusim took it to heart. The medakta, when they write up a get, they do it carefully and they sign well. But other shtaris, they didn't accept upon themselves. That's the first terrorist we wanted to say. Now the kasha we had at the beginning was, if that was true, so even two kusim should be kosher. Why only one? So now, according to Rabbi Gamliel, it's very good. Rabbi Gamliel Taka says it's true. Even if two kusim sign on the get is kosher. And you know why? Because from Gamliel Hosek or Shimon Gamliel, that we know there were achzikbo, that the kusim take it hard or get isha. So therefore we're not afraid they're lying. That's why it's kosher. The Mishnah says, Kol hashtaras ha'olim b'yakoyis shalayim dikachavim. Any type of a shtar that was brought up by the courts, a goyish court, in other words, the goyim were taking care of the shtar, afal pisha chesmeyim oiv dikachavim, even though the goyim signed on the shtar, ksherim, you should know the shtar is kosher. By a shtar mumin, by a shtar mecher, what a goyim writes up a shtar, it's kosher. We'll soon see in the Gemara why. Excluding a get ish and a shichur avodim, since here it has to be written lishmo, and goyim cannot write or sign lishmo, so a goy cannot sign on a get isha, cannot sign on a shichur avodim, also needs lishmo. Rabbi Shimon says no, af eluk sherin. Rabbi Shimon says no, even a get isha, as long as a good sofer wrote a get lishmo, even though goyim signed on it, still it's kosher. We have before, because Rabbi Shimon holds like the Shittas Rabbi Eliezer, that Edom Mesira Karsi, that really Midiraisa, you do not have to have Edom sign in the Shtar altogether. Midiraisa, the Kosov means just write up this get the right way. Write the get Lishmo. And here a cipher, a Jewish cipher wrote it up. Then the Loch of Edom by a get is just Edom Mesira. It has to be given over in front of two Edom. And this get was also given over in front of two Kosher Edom. Just in between two Goyim, two called judges, signed on it, that's kosher according to Reb Shimon. And lehuskar ela b'zman shenasa b'hedyet. Like when do we learn that if goyim signed on a get isha, it's possible only if they signed b'hedyet. Only, no, not the judges. Only a regular goy signed on it. Then it's possible. But if you have judges that sign on it, then it's kosher. We'll see in the Gemara why. So Gemara says like this. Kaposet v'toni. If you learn our Mishnah, it's mashma, that there's no difference that loishino mecher loishino matona. But the Mishnah says, stam, kol hashtaris, all shtaris that are given, brought up by the goyim courts, it's kosher. Even a shtar mecher, where you're selling something, even a shtar matona present. So it's like this. To have a minir is, we do not know yet that goyim can sign on the shtar to make a shtar. So why is it good then? So Bishleim and Mechra, I understand why if you're selling something, you're selling property, why you can make the shtar by the Goyim's court. Mechiyoy is Zuzi Kama Yehuda Kona. Because really, even though the Moicher and Lekech, the seller and the buyer are Jews, the main Kenya took place with money. You bought the land, so you gave over the half $1 million, you gave it over. Ushtora, that we write up a shtar later, that's Raya B'Yama, that's only to have a proof later on that it belongs to you. So a proof, for that we believe these judges. Why? Because these judges, since they're official judges, they would be ashamed to lie. They'll lose their names. Like this, they have a name, they're a judge. They have a judge there. So if he'll be caught lying, he'll lose his position. So therefore, for sure, the judges will not lie, so they'll only sign on this shtar if it's true that the money was first given over. That's why by a mecher it's very good. The kinyan is the giving over of the money. The shtar they write up is only for proof. That could be a good proof. Ela matana. But if I want to give my friend my property for a present, but my kokoni, how is the person, how does he acquire the property? You can't make him a sheikh on karka. There's no money involved. So the kinyan is the shtar. You're giving over the shtar right now. So kasher is lav b'hashtarism with ishtar v'hai shtara chaspa b'yamhu. The first part of the Gemara holds that if a goy writes up ishtar and signs in the ishtar, it's possible, it's a piece of paper. Chaspa means like a earthly clay, it's worth nothing. In other words, to make up a shtar, you have to have Edom signing the shtar. They have to be Jews. Goyim can't make up a shtar. So it's chaspa b'yalma, it's no good. So Gemara's first teretz says, Omar Shmuel, Shmuel says no. That the klal is dina de machus dina. When the kingdom says something, that's halacha like that. Even a goyish a king. In other words, like Rashi before said, by dini mumnis, by laws pertaining to money matters, the melech has a right to make up laws. And if the king says, this is the way you acquire it, this is the kinyan, it's a good kinyan even with the Yiraisa. Like Rashi before said that B'nai Noyach won it star for one dinim. B'nai Noyach also have a lochas not to steal dinim omnis. So therefore, if they make up a title of a kinyan, it's a good kinyan with the Yiraisa. So when the Goyim sign and make a star matono, that star is a good kinyan now even with the Yiraisa. That's Shmuel's teretz. The boy says, another teretz says, no, T'ni chutz b'kigide noshim. When the Mishnah starts off kol hashtaris, it does not mean any type of a shtar. Mishnah ends off and says, no, chutz megita noshim, not only a get, but any other shtar that has to be a kinyan. But this teretz, a shtar maton is no good. If a goy signs on a shtar matona, a goy cannot make a shtar, the present is not chal. Now Mishnah means, t'ni learn, chutz megita noshim. Any type of a shtar that the shtar itself has to make a kinyan, it's no good if the goyim signed on it. But this teretz is not like Shmuel. We do not hold from dinah the machus dina, or at least a goyim cannot make a shtar. So there, the Mishnah says that kol hashtaris is kosher. It's only a shtar rai where it's a proof. But if you need the shtar to be a kinyan, there's no such kinyan shtar by goyim. Then the Mishnah says the what? If Shimon says no, even if the get was signed by his goyish judges, still the get is kosher. Samara says why? How could goyim sign on a get ish and make a kosher? They're not b'nei krisus. Tosfos speaks out that the Gemara could have said better. The Gemara could have said halav b'nei yedis ninu, that a goyim can't be yedim. Other Mepharshim learn, no, it could be goyim, could be yedim, maybe. There's only psul here by krisus. Now, krisus means a person that could write up a get has shaychus to gittin. So a Jew that has the parsha of kedushin and gittin, they can make a get. But a goy that is not in the parsha of gittin and kedushin, he's not a bar krisus. He can't make up a shtar gittin. That's the Gemara's kasha now. How could this goyish court? They sign on a get ish and say it's kosher. They're not b'nei krisus. Goyim can't make a shtar, or at least a get isha. And the Gemara answers on Rab Zera that Yored Rab Shimon l'shitas as Rab Lezer, like we had before. Rab Shimon for sure is going according to Rab Lezer shita. The Yomah that holds Eidim Misira Karsi. That you need Eidim, not the Eidim that are signing in the shtar itself. The main thing about a shtar is the ksiva. The sefer has to write the get l'shmo. And Eidim is when you give over the get to the wife, it has to be given over in front of two Eidim. The two Eidim that are there and see the Mesira, those are the two Eidim that make the get chal. And of course here we're talking about it was given over in front of two Jewish Eidim. So therefore, even though these two Goyim signed in the shtar, still it's kosher. And this the Gemara asks, aye, but V'omer Rabbi Abba says that Moedir Rabbi Lezer agrees that midrabbonin, at least, the mezuyif mitoicha shepostel, that if you don't have any edim, it's kosher. But if you do have edim, the edim have to be kosher edim. If the edim that signed apsulim, like here the goyim, it's no good midrabbonin. That's called mezuyif mitoicha. There's something wrong inside the shtar itself. Because there's a gzera that maybe later on you come to rely on these two edim. And these two edim are goyim. You can't rely on them. So midrabbonin, the get is posel. How could Rabbi Shimon say when these two judges, Goyish judges, signed this kosher? I midrabbanan should be posel mezuyif mitoichoi. Inside the shtar will be afraid that the edim are no good. So Gemara says, "Hocha b'maski." No, we're talking about the according to Rabbi Shimon. The sheimos mufokim. We're talking about fancy Goyish names that everybody knows that these names are goyim. So therefore, later on, if somebody looks at this get, they will not come to rely on the get because of the edim. They'll know for sure this name. Christ, I'm not saying we don't have any names like that. When every name can be interchanged for Jew, I don't know. But they are real.
John,
no, give a John Jew also. No, kids are not. Christ, no. Okay. But call upon them, we'll soon see the names here. If you have a real fancy Gaisha name, so that's then the Shimon said it's Mutter. But then we're not afraid of Mizruch Mitoichi. The Gemara says, Hey Chidam Hashem is Mepokim, what's called a real fancy Goyish name? What's called? Alright, turn over.